Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Kevin Schott, who is the Litchfield Fire Chief. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the business after hours that the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce is going to be hosting. It'll be at the Litchfield Fire Department. Before we get into the details about that, I do want to ask you a little bit about you, Chief. You took over not that long ago. When did you take over as fire chief in Litchfield?
I started June 5th in Litchfield.
And tell me a little bit about your background working with the fire department. Have you been at Litchfield long, or where did you come from?
No, I come from Carlinville. As a matter of fact, I'm still living in Carlinville looking to relocate at this time. I started with the Carlinville Volunteer Fire Department in 1982. Spent 20 years with them. In 1989, I got on as a full-time firefighter with the 183rd Illinois Air National Guard Fire Department up in Springfield, and spent 22 years as a career firefighter with them, retiring out, and then went to the state fire marshal's office. I was hired initially as their senior policy advisor and then promoted to the chief operating officer, where I retired from that position in August of this past year. Got bored over the winter and threw my name in the hat for this job and was lucky enough to be selected.
That's all she wrote, yeah. So you've got plenty of experience working with fire departments in the past. So
it's been my whole adult life.
We talked a little bit about you've got this business after hours coming up. The Chamber of Commerce is hosting it. When is it going to be?
It's November 9th from 5 to 6:30. We'll have light refreshments for those that show up, and we'll just give a tour and a little talk about who we are, what we do, why we do it, and answer any questions anybody may have.
How many full-time or people, I guess, in general, do you have employed at the fire department?
We got
right now
14 career firefighters. We work 24/7. We staff two ALS ambulances, and then they cross over with any fire calls that we have. And then we have right in the neighborhood of 20 volunteers right now that augment any fire calls that we have.
And volunteers, they're obviously volunteers, but do they come into the station on any kind of regular basis, or is it just as needed?
We have training every Tuesday night. Actually, we do training Tuesday morning and Tuesday night for any of the volunteers that possibly work an afternoon or an evening shift to allow them to get in. And we do rescue, EMS, and structural fire training.
Sure.
On Tuesdays throughout the month. And then the last Tuesday of the month is the volunteer meeting, which we go meet out at the clubhouse out at the lake.
You said there would be light refreshments. You're going to give a tour of the fire department. You're also going to be speaking at the business afterwards,
yes,
too.
Yes, I'll be conducting the bulk of the information. My full-time staff that will be there, and any of my volunteers that want to show up, will be there on hand to answer any questions that anybody may have.
If somebody would like any more information about this event that's coming up, or just information maybe about the fire department, how could they find that out?
Sure. Their best bet's to call the fire station or call me personally, and we'll certainly answer any questions that they have. We're always looking for volunteer firefighters. If anybody has any interest in learning more about that, I encourage them to stop by the station, and we can show them what we do and how we do it, and get them an application and try to get them on.
Is there any kind of credential somebody may need in order to apply to be a volunteer fire department?
The desire to help people.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention about the business after hours, or about yourself or the fire department, that we haven't talked about?
Well, we certainly want to keep the public informed of what we do and how we do it. I've got, quite honestly, I've came into, I think, the best paramedic group of people in downstate Illinois. I'll put them up against anybody, their skills and ability, their desire to help the public. I'm very proud of the people on the department and the department, and I'm really falling in love with the city of Litchfield.
How's it been getting to know some of the guys that you work with now?
Firefighters are firefighters no matter where they're at.
This is
true. It's been a rewarding experience getting to know the guys. I got a very good group of people, both my career and my volunteers. I'm a very fortunate guy.
I assume it was as welcoming as you would have hoped coming to Litchfield and working.
It has been. I'm pleased with the responses that I'm getting, and very pleased with the people that we have here.
Thank you very much, Chief, for coming in, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
Again, that was Litchfield Fire Chief Kevin Schott. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.